This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We are learning Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. I think that's what we need to be up to. And I don't even have the suggested runs to do. Okay, we'll have to figure out which runs we're supposed to do because the booklet has run out. Okay, says the Mishnah. Hanoyder min hayarek, someone who makes a neder not to have vegetables. But vegetables really, yarek means more than vegetables. Yarek also means green vegetables. The word yarek means green, as opposed to, let's say, peiros, fruits, or even within vegetables, they're green vegetables, and then they're called zaroinim, they're seeds. So the seed is where you eat the actual seed. The green vegetable is when you eat the leaf. The peiros, now when we talk about peiros, I don't mean apples. I mean where you're not eating the seed, you're not eating the leaf, you're eating the actual the seed ultimately develops a fruit. Let's say, for example, a pepper would be called a fruit vegetable. So you have green leaves, you have seeds, you have fruits. So if you make a neder from a green vegetable, mutter bedulam, you're permitted in melons. You're permitted in melons. Why? Let's see the Ran. It's not a green vegetable, it's a fruit. Some explain the stam yarek nechal kamois shehu chai. Some explain that a yarek could usually be eaten raw, udulum enokin. A melon has to be cooked. So those are the two reasons why, if you make a neder from a yarek, you're mutter in duluim. Rabbi Akiva Oisar. Rabbi Akiva Asers. Amrulai Rabbi Akiva, the Chacham said to Rabbi Akiva, the Haloi Oimer Adam Lishluchai Kachli Yarek. But, again, the Tanakhama says if you make a nether from a Yarek, you're allowed to have a gourd. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you're not allowed to have a gourd. A gourd is also considered a vegetable. So the Chachamim say, a guy will tell his messenger, go get me a green vegetable. And he'll say, all I found was a melon. So we see melons are not green vegetables. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Kiva said, Kein Adavar, indeed. Meaning, it's a riot to me. Because if you tell your shliach, get me a green vegetable, and he comes back and says, you know, I can't find any green vegetables, but I definitely found rubber chickens. So I said, what? What does that one have to do with the other? It has no shaychus. So obviously if he says, but I have, that means I found a type of green vegetable. Amar lahem kena davar. Would he ever come and say, I only found beans? Elisha dulun b'chal yarek. Must be melons are included in green vegetables. V'kitnes ena b'chal yarek. So that, so to speak, anecdotal exchange between a messenger and the principal is the mashaleach, demonstrates that it is considered a vegetable. Okay. V'kitnes ena b'chal yarek. V'asar b'pul ha-mitzri lach. And if you aser green vegetables, you'll be aser in Egyptian beans that are wet. Or umoter b'yavesh. But you'll be aser in ones that are dry. So somehow these pul ha-mitzri, when they're fresh, are considered green vegetable, says the Ran. Vuhu oimer loy matzasi el adulam, ama loy mikri yarek. We see it's not called a yarek. Di mikro yarek, di kachem, if they're called a yarek, he'll take them. Amar lahem kena davar, mizah ani mevi raya l'aser duluin. From this, I'm going to bring a raya to aser duluin. Aser bepola mitzri lach, the kol shu lach yarakavi. Anything which is moist is a yarak. Okay. Says the Gemara, Hanoidim in Ayarek, someone who makes a neder from a green vegetable. So we say you're allowed to have a melon. And Rabbi Kiva says you're not allowed to have a melon. So in fact, the Gemara says, Min Yarek Nadar. But the guy made a neder from green vegetables. Why in the world would he, you assume he's asering a, why would you assume he's asering a melon? He never asered melons. He asered green vegetables. Melons are not green vegetables. Says, Ula ba'omer yarki kedera alai. The guy didn't say I asered green vegetables. He says, I make a koinam that green growth in a pot on me. Yarki kedera, the green vegetables of a pot on me. What does that mean? Well, we don't know. He said extra words. If he wanted to ask for green vegetables, he would have said, I ask for green vegetables. Why did he say, of a pot? That must be that he's answering melons also, says the Ran. How could he ask for duluin? Dahamin yarek nadar. He made another from yarek. Duluin lav yarek ninhu. Elapri. A yarek is a fruit, meaning a fruit of the ground. Dibishlama pola mitzri. I understand why a pola mitzri is aser. Amar le, the kivan sh'oiz menu dagon, since you make grain, kishu yavesh, umekami achi loy, and not before, adahi shaita, until that time, yarekavi, it's a vegetable. V'loy pri, ela deluin kasha. But deluin is a question. V'yafa gavdi Rabbi Kiva yav taima. So you say, what do you mean? The reason for Rabbi Kiva is from the fact that if a messenger tells a shliach, you go get me a green vegetable, he'll come back and say, I found a deluin. So isn't that a raya? Or giving a raya from some kind of theoretical exchange between a mishalech and a shliach? That's meaningless. That's not a sufficient reason. Because we got to go by The facts are he asered a yarek. Udeluin lav yarek ninu. Udeluin is not a yarek. Amar ula be'oimer yarki kedera alai. Ula said, where he says, the green vegetables of a pot on me. V'kivan d'miyater lishne. Since he said extra words, l'michlal d'luinasi. He said it to include melons. Kivan d'mimlach shlicha alayu. Since he said it to include d'luin, so that if the shliach comes back, that would also be considered a fulfillment of what he requested, namely green vegetables. Okay. So Frekti Gemara, really? The fact that he says Yarki Kedera Alai is including green vegetables. Fiduma Yarek Hanechal Bekedera Ka'amar. Maybe he just means that I'm answering green vegetables that are eaten in a pot. What does that mean, that are eaten in a pot? Let's see the Ran. V'dilma yarek kanecha b'kedera kamar. Tekivan, in other words, tekivan de deluin lesnu b'chal yarek. Since deluin are not included in green vegetables, less lach l'rabinu, we can't include them in yitura delishne from the extra expression, elamai deleka l'svuke d'mishtamimine. Only we cannot include from the extra lashon only something that we have no doubt fits into the language. Meaning at the end of the day, diluin is not a yarek. So how could you include it? Kagoin, shumim, maybe he's including things that give flavor to a pot, like garlic, ubetzalim, and onions. Haboam lahatim asakter that come to give flavor to the pot. Avo diluin loy mishtamoimine. We're not, there's, it's not mashma diluin, diyarki, kedera. Because the expression yarki kedera lahatim es hakedera mashna, it's only mashna that's giving flavor to the pot. So therefore, says the Gemara, explained by the Ran, is maybe how do you have a right to include melons? The fact that he said yarki kedera alai, maybe he's only including things that give flavor to the pot. So it says Gemara, but oimer yarak hamizbashal b'kedera alai. What he said was actually vegetables that are cooked in a pot. Any vegetables that are cooked in a pot, ayasarami. So therefore, melons are included. Why? Because they're cooked in a pot. Let's see the Ran. Anything of the like Rabbi Akiva holds. Since the shliach may return and say, hey, I got some melons, I don't have a yerek, aser behen. For Rabbanon Sarvi, the rabbis hold the kivin that tzarch lamluche alayu, that since the shliach has to consult the mishaleach, then obviously it's not that spicy. Meaning, the basic machloikis here is, as the Gemara is about to explain, is if a shliach would come back and say, you know, I don't have exactly what you asked for, is this good enough? So the Tanakhama says, yeah, it is good enough. The fact that the shliach thinks it might be good enough means it's really including the original command. Rabbi Kiva holds it's considered included in the original command, and the Tanakhama holds the fact that he has to come and ask, would this be okay, means that fundamentally it's not okay. It's not what was asked for. Now, the Ran says, V'kaimelon k'Rabbi Kiva. We paskin like Rabbi Kiva. K'moy shenafarish l'fanenu b'siyata d'shmaya, as it will be explained. Hilkach, the bottom line is the way the Ran sums up this Gemara. Noider min hayarek, if you say I'm noider min hayarek, you're not going to be usher in cucumbers and tomatoes and peppers or even gourds. Amar yarek kedera alai. You say the green vegetable of the pot. Usher beperes wa adama habam lahachshar hamaychal. Then you'll be usher in those things that fix the food, that are spices, kishumim, like garlic, ubetzalim, and onions, and mutter baduim, but you would be mutter in melons. Amar yerek hamizbashu b'kder alai. But if you say that which is cooked in the pot, then asr b'chol peres adam, you're asr in all things that grow from the ground. Why? Because a shliach would come back and say, is this good enough? Demimlech shlicha alayu. The shliach would change their mind. Ki amar le mishaleach yerek. When the mishaleach says yarek. Okay. The Gemara continues, but my kamiflugi, what's the machlokes? Rabbanon Savri, the rabbis hold, kol milso d'tzarch shlicha l'mluchiala, anything that the shliach has to go and ask for approval, anytime the shliach has to consult with the mishaleach, lav minehu, is obviously not the specie the mishaleach delineated. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Rabbi Kiva holds, kol milso d'mimlach shlicha alei, anytime the shliach comes and consults, that means it is the same specie, minehu, it is the same specie. Now, here's a key. Even though Rabbi Kiva holds that if you aser a yarek. You're usher in diluin because a shliach would come and say, I don't have a yarek, but I have diluin. Moida Rabbi Kiva l'inyan malkus she'ina leker. Rabbi Kiva would agree like legabi malkus, if you ate the melon, you won't get malkus. Why not? It sounds like because Rabbi Kiva is not completely sure that it is in fact the same species. He's choshesh. He's concerned, and you're not allowed to eat it. If you make a nether from yarek, you're not allowed to eat the luim. But if you do eat the luim, you won't get malchus. Says the Ran Am Rabbi Moedir Rabbi Kiva l'inyan malchus she'ina leker. The Kiva did the luim since melons loy mishtamoy behedya is not. Since diluin is not, inferred explicitly, it's not overtly implied in the word yarek, ela mirbua delishna, it's only learnt out from the extra verbiage, af agav de mimlech shlichi alei, even though the shlech would come and say, is this what you had in mind, loy mitzri, bevadei, it's not for sure, aser, ela mitzveik elkach loy laki, fine. Tanan hasam, we learnt over there, where is there? It's a Mishnah in Me'ilah. Hashliach sha'asa shlichusai. Okay, here's the rule. The rule is, ein shliach l'dvar avera. If, let's say, I tell somebody, you know, Rav Yid, bring your cell phone into the shul. No, even off. Bring it into the shul. And the guy brings it into the shul. So I didn't do anything wrong. He did it wrong. It's not my fault. Now, I might be, if somebody convinces him, he's a meisus umediach. But he doesn't get the avera of doing, he doesn't get that avera. The guy who did the avera, did the avera. However, there's are exceptions to the rule. One of the exceptions to the rule where we say yeshliach l'dvar avera is if for meila, for misappropriating the possessions of hektish. If Reuven tells Shimon, go eat that juicy hektish steak, and Shimon is moyal behektish, the halacha is the mishaleach is chayiv yesh shliach l'dvar avera by meila. If the agent did his shlichus, meaning he listened to Mishamlech, Balabayis Ma'al, the owner of the house is Mayal. What does that mean? Meaning the boss, the person who told him to do it is Chayiv. Loyasa Shlichusa, if he deviated, then Shliach Ma'al, he's acting on his own, the Shliach is Ma'al. Amar Rav Chizda said, Mas Nisan Deloy Krebi Akiva. The Mishnah in Krisa, in what?
Skip Montana.
Oh, I skipped Montana? So, thank you. Montana, thank you. Montana. So, who is the Tana of the Mishnah? Not what we said, but what we're going to say. One second. Who is the Tana of the upcoming Mishnah? Amar Rav Chizda, Mas Nisan Deloy Krabi Akiva. Rav Chizda says the Mishnah doesn't go like Rabbi Akiva. The Tanan, because we learned in the Mishnah further, Ketzad. How is it? Amar Lai. Let's say he said to him. In other words, let's say the owner of the house said to a shliach, "Tain basar l'archim, give the meatballs to the guests." V'nasan lehem kaved, and the shliach didn't give meat; he gave him kaved, liver. Or tain kaved, the balabai says, "Give liver." V'nasan lehem basar, and gave him meat. Hashliach ma'al, and it turned out that the shliach who didn't follow instructions gave meat that was hektish. So now the shliach is mayal because the mishalech didn't tell him to do that. Now wait a second. Be Rabbi Akiva. If the Mishnah was going like Rabbi Akiva, wouldn't Rabbi Akiva say But the shliach would come back and say, I didn't find the meatballs. I found the chopped liver. Is that good enough? And the owner would say, yes. So that, and that means meatballs are like chopped liver and chopped liver is like meatballs. So just like in the Mishnah where the Mishaleach says, just like in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva uses the argument where a Mishaleach says, get me a green vegetable, and the shliach comes back, no, I found a melon. Well, that's good enough to consider a melon a green vegetable. So then why do we say the shliach is mayal? But the shliach is really fulfilling what the mishaleach wanted, because if he would ask the mishaleach, he would say, yeah, good, it's good enough. V'yir Rabbi Kiva ha'amar Rabbi Kiva kamilsa demimlech alei shliach minehu. So therefore, limo balabayis, the balabayis should be mayav, loy limo shliach, and not the shliach. Because after all, think about what's happening. The owner of the house says, go give the guests some chulin dikka meatballs. And the guy goes into the fridge, he doesn't find them, he finds a chopped liver. And the halach is the shliach was mayav. Yeah, but if the owner would have said, go get me meatballs, and he couldn't find them, he would go back to the owner and say, but I found chopped liver. So, and that means that that's considered that min according to Rabbi Akiva. Look in the Ran. Tanan ha'asam, ma'asizini m'sach z'me'ila, ha'shliach sh'asa sh'chusa balabai z'mal, di'af agav de'kaimelan ein shliach ha'dvar avera, even though we hold ein shliach ha'dvar avera, shani m'ila, m'ila is different, di'alfinon chet chet mitshuma. We learn out chet chet from Tshuma, Kedi Isa, Perek Beis, the Kedushin. Loi asa shlichusai shliach ma'al, da'adaita denavshe ka'aved. The shliach doing on his own. Mantana, Amrav Chizma, Sizan Kula, Doloi Krebi, Kiva, Kalamar, Mantana, who is the Tana Hadam of Farish, Va'azal, that which we're going to explain, the Amar Loi, where he says, Tein Basa Archim, give meat to the guests, Fenazam Kaved, Mikri Loi Asa Shlichus, that's called not doing the Shlichus. Doloi Krebi Akiva, that's not like Krebi Akiva, that's Tnan, Tein Basa Archim, Seifa Dahi, Da Shliach Shasa Shlichusahi, this is the Seifa of the beginning of the mission that we quoted, Umi Seifa Ka'amar, from this part of the Seifa, we say the Asya Deloi Krebi Akiva, Dilu Reisha, because the Reisha Vadai Divrei Akali is definitely according to everyone. Avo Seifa, but the Seifa, Dahavya Perusha De Reisha, the Seifa, which is an explanation of the Reisha, Deloi Krebi Akiva, the Seifa, which is an explanation of the Reisha, is definitely not like Rabbi Akiva. Di Rabbi Akiva, ha'amar d'chol milsa d'mimlech shliach minehu. Whatever you would consult the mishaleach is the same in. V'ha'avid d'mimlech mibasa l'kaved. Very often a person would concede that meat is like liver. Hilkach asa shlichus mikri. This should be called doing your shlichus. V'limo balabayis. So you say, what do you mean? But Rabbi Akiva wasn't so sure. Remember, Rabbi Akiva said, you don't get Malkus. That means Rabbi Akiva didn't necessarily buy in to the Svara 1,000%. So maybe the reason why the Balabais is not Ma'al is because Rabbi Akiva did not definitively subscribe to the Svara. Says the Ran, that's only by something that we only include based on extra verbiage. Then Rabbi Akiva wasn't sure that that's part of what you meant. But if it's included in the words themselves, then Rabbi Akiva is sure that that would be good enough. Only something that's only included from an extra language like Duluin. Aval Kaved, but the liver, miklau basar, is included in meat. Beloy ribuya hilkach. Therefore, ki amar le balabayis. When the balabayis says, "Tein lohem basar," give them meat. V'nasan lohem kaven. He gave them liver. Limo balabayis. V'loy limo shliach. And the Gemara is going to say the obvious. Rabbi Akiva only holds. The reason why Rabbi Akiva holds that a gourd is part of a vegetable is because if a messenger will tell a shliach, go get me gourds, go get me vegetables, and he would get gourds, then the balabais would say, okay, that's also good enough. But he has to say that's good enough. If he doesn't say that's good enough, then it won't be included on Abaya Filtim Rabbi Akiva. Of course it could be Rabbi Akiva. Milay Maidu Rabbi Akiva Tzachim Luchay. Doesn't Rabbi Akiva hold that you have to actually get his opinion? He has to concede, okay, this is good enough. But just because you know that he would say it's good enough, the fact that I told the guy, get send the meatballs, if he on his own brought him chopped liver, I'm not Mayel, because I never formally told him that that's good enough, says the Ran. And even though I'm totally guessing which rounds we're doing, but I think I got it right. I only skipped the Istim of Farshi. The Ran brings down another approach. But Miloy, Maidu Rabbi Kibbe Tzachim, Luchay Hilkach Le'inyin Me'ilas Shliach, since regarding the meal of the shliach, vadai, certainly, kivin detzachim luchei, since he needs to consult v'loy mimlech, and he didn't consult adaita denavshi kavet, he's doing on his own, ulbal abayis nami samach, meaning, since he did not consult, and he needs to consult, he's doing on his own. And the balabayis also is relying, and at the cholkam v'loy mimlech, so long as he doesn't consult, lo yitein lo'im kavet, he shouldn't give liver. So you'll say the same thing by Nadarim. The guy said, I asked her green vegetables. So who says the luim is included? Kivan de bechlal lishnehu, de hamim lechaleim shlicha, de hamim lechaleim shlicha noider amai samech. What's he saying? Let's try to read that one more time. In other words, I understand why by the meat, the Baal Bais is not Mayo, because he never asked advice. Aval in your nedarim, kivan de bechlal lishnehu. It's included in his language. Why? De hamimlech aleim. Because he would consult with the owner. I guess you read it, Damim lechaleim shlicha. The shliach would consult with the owner. So noider amai samach. What is the noider relying on? He's obviously relying on the fact that he means to include it. Levade bekulei asar nafshe. So when you make a neder from Yerek, we presume you mean the deluim as well. Because you would go and ask the guy, would this be good enough? So when you make the nether, you mean to include it. But by being mayo behektish, if you told the guy to take meatballs, so long as he didn't come back to you, and you never gave license for him to take something else, so he's acting on his own. And until he gets permission, he's acting on his own. He's mayo, you're not mayo. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, thank you very much. And then we'll pick it up here at Bez Hashem next week, okay? Thanks a lot. Have a great night. Kol tov, everyone. Okay, thank you, Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.